welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right. And we're here tonight with a very topical episode.
I like to think, you know, most of our episodes are pretty topical.
Why would you like to think that? That's definitely untrue.
Well, we did President's Day last week for President's Day.
Uh-huh. We did Frasier.
Girls in the middle of girls. Every once in a while, we throw one out there. It's a little different.
We did dogs, which is super topical.
Dogs is always topical.
Dogs is happening right now.
Everyone is talking about dogs all the time. Yeah. Sometimes they're talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Sometimes they're talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter's dog.
Sometimes they're talking about hanging out with their dog. You know?
All right, well, point proven. You're right. We are always topical. Tonight is extra topical. This is the most topical that we've done.
Because we're talking about the Oscars.
Oscars,
which is interesting. You know, it's interesting for me to be doing, as someone who cares very much about movies, very little about the Oscars, but very much about movies, to be doing an episode on movies with someone who cares so little about movies.
I don't think I care so little. I think I have an average to above average caring about movies.
Average
just
to above
not,
average.
I didn't go to film school, I'm sorry. I can't control that.
For Los Angeles, you have a below average film.
Since considering everyone you know in Los Angeles went to NYU film school, yeah, I have a low interest.
Very few people I know in Los Angeles went to NYU film school. But some did.
Most. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know why you're starting off with a burn. I mean,
I wasn't trying to burn you.
I think I saw a fair number of these movies.
I just say that you usually complain to me on the show whenever I start talking about movie opinions or stuff.
Talk about, like, weird movies no one has seen and, like, specific, like, shots from them.
Well, that's neither here nor there, Robin.
Okay.
Though what's here and there
is the Oscars.
Is the Oscars.
Yep.
Here and now.
And literally where we are and a few hours ago. Man, right now, so many people are at such sweet parties we'll never go to.
Well, I like to think I'll go to them eventually. Someone might hire me to be a magician at one.
Yeah, or you'll just slip and become a busboy. Get a catering job.
Whatever. I'll get into one of those parties even if I just have to do valet.
It'd be really sad to go to the party as a waitstaff, I feel like.
I mean, I guess it's funny, you know, we're all like, we want to go to those parties, but do the people going to those parties really want to go to those parties? Because, like, for example, I'm going to throw it out this way. I don't even really like going to the parties I go to now with, like, the current people I hang out with. Mm-hmm. Not that there's anything wrong with the people I hang out with. I'd just rather not leave my apartment and go to a party.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're rich and famous, and you're just another one of the rich and famous people at this party, do you really want to go to this party, or are you just going because you have to? Do these people want to go to the... Does George Clooney want to keep going to the Oscars?
Well, like, Jennifer Lawrence definitely wants to go, because it's like her first year.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, is Clooney... I mean, he won an Oscar tonight, so obviously he was pretty happy about his decision to go. But I'm saying, in general... Like, if Clooney's not up for anything, does he want to be there?
Well, he's, like, single, right? So he, like, wants to pick up on ladies. That's probably pretty good.
I mean, I guess.
Ladies and
fancy
dresses.
Is he single again? Is he not dating that supermodel?
Is he ever really tied down?
He did dates. Dates. Oh, man, what was that? There was a really good burn that Seth MacFarlane had on Clooney with how the girl from Beast of the Southern Wild was almost too old to date George Clooney. like 9 years away from being old to date George Clooney.
Gross. all right, well, did you like watching the awards? Did you have a good time?
You know, it's funny because for the past, like, 4 or so years,
mm-hmm.
I've been complaining about how shitty they've been. I haven't even really been watching. I've just kind of been watching in passing.
You mean shitty the Oscars were?
Yeah, just boring. Like, why do I do this?
Oh.
And I thought this was a really well-produced Oscar ceremony.
Yeah.
One of the more entertaining ones I've seen. An ideal choice to host the Oscars.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to do it a lot.
Because he, you know, all he does is make fun of celebrities. And it, you know, it's all out of order and, like, you know, there's no story behind all his making fun of celebrities in his shows. But you don't need a story in the Oscars.
Right, it makes sense.
You can just rip on celebrities and make semi... And that's the other thing. He's, like, unlike Ricky Gervais, see, that's why Ricky Gervais is really the best host, because Ricky Gervais really makes fun of them. Right. Seth MacFarlane's like, he's gonna be edgy, but it's such safe edgy. It's very safe edgy, Seth MacFarlane. Right. He's not really offending people.
No, yeah, Seth MacFarlane.
Only the people that are offended by everything.
It's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, but those are the only people. Meanwhile, like, the South Park people, like the South Park people have almost started wars.
Well, Seth MacFarlane, at the end of the day, has his show on Fox, right? And Ricky Gervais has had his on, like, HBO. Mm-hmm. And even South Park is on Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Yeah, so but I think that's perfect because he has that, like, old,
he's old school song and dance.
Yeah, he just has the old school, like, song and dance thing. That's his whole shtick.
So here's a question. Mm-hmm. Would you bang Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah, probably.
Because I might be able to set this up.
Yeah.
I'm good friends with Seth's assistant.
Yeah, and that means that he wants to bang me?
I'm just saying I could make it maybe be more of a possibility than any other person we've ever discussed on this show.
There's got to be some, like, really sad celebrities we discussed on the show.
I'm just saying I have no connection to any... Right. I can't think of any connections I have to anyone on the show.
Does Seth MacFarlane date people?
I don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But,
He does, maybe he doesn't. Good answer.
But I could ask his assistant, and she probably would not tell me because she signed a non-disclosure agreement, and I'm not trying to get her to lose her job.
He's like lost a lot of weight since he got famous.
Maybe he'll think you're funny.
Maybe.
But he doesn't really have that good a taste.
You don't like him? You really don't like him at all?
No. It's not so much that I don't like Seth MacFarlane as much as it is that I just don't care about him.
So you're just overexposed.
Yeah, it's just like I'm not like, oh, gotta watch Family Guy or anything. It's not even like I'm like watching TV and Family Guy's on. It's like, oh, I guess I watch Family Guy. It's pretty much if, like, Family Guy is the only thing on, I'm probably not watching TV.
Yeah.
And it's not even, like, that I'm, like hate Family Guy. I just don't care.
Yeah.
Just doesn't do it for me anymore. It did it for me for, like, a season.
Yeah.
And I was over it.
Yeah, but you're also a lot younger. Maybe it's
when
like a
younger audience. When they canceled Family Guy that first time, it was perfect. It was right where Family Guy needed to get canceled. It was right when Seth MacFarlane was this Coppola-esque genius that would never have his full potential realized. But then when they let him realize his full potential, we realized it wasn't that much.
It
had already been reached. It had already been maximized. He's a talented singer-ish. He's a better singer than I am.
He had little dances and stuff.
He could have done a better job in Les Mis than Russell Crowe. He's at least that good a singer. Did you see Les Mis?
No.
Did you notice in the joint singing part of the, like when they did the Les Mis song where everyone was singing from the cast how bad he was?
No.
Like Les Mis is like this movie that may have like swept all the Oscars this year if they just didn't cast Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe just kind of like you're watching it. Like here's the thing. It's what I don't understand is when you have a movie that's all singing, and it's not like when I say it's all singing, like they talk a little bit and sing. It's like, no, it's like song, followed by song, followed by song, followed by song. Why don't you just pick an actor that can actually sing to do the role? He sounded in the movie like a guy who was driving the set, going over the lines in his head. He's like, da-da-da-da, yeah, and I'll hit the high note there. Got to remember to no. Like he just didn't care.
He probably did his best.
And they were making a big deal about how they recorded all the sound on set, so it was all their real voices. And that's why we don't do that in most movies. People who did that.
Man, I did not see
it. It won the sound mixing award, which is the recording live sound. Right. I guess they did a really good job recording live sound because they informed the public of what a terrible singer Russell Crowe is.
Oh, poor Russell Crowe.
I guess he's not terrible, but he's like standing there next to Anne Hathaway, who's like winning an Oscar for her song. That's all she is in the movie, is a song. So, like, she did a song. And, like, we're going to give her the Oscar.
And she dies.
She won the other Best Song Award, and it was for acting. There was, like, Adele, Sky, that was awesome, right?
I love that song.
That was probably the best part. And I love how Adele, at the end, you see that little move she did her hands, like, yeah, I just did that. Give me the Oscar. They're like, also, it was funny, because, like, Adele was, like, before they did the Best Song Award, like, Adele was the only song that had performed. And then they were like, came up for best song, like, and here are the other nominees that did songs.
Wouldn't it have been, is it tacky? Why wouldn't they just had her sing after the award was given to her?
It would have been funny, though. What I would have liked to have seen is right after she sang, if they just came up and handed her the award and went, and the nominees were these other two songs. On the other hand, Meryl Streep, did you see when Daniel Day-Lewis won?
No.
You didn't see when Daniel Day-Lewis won? Well, it cut away from Meryl Streep, and, like, normally you see them open the envelope mm-hmm. and, like, look, but, like, Meryl Streep, I'm assuming, looked inside the envelope when the camera wasn't on her, like, while they were showing the video, but it just cut back, and she was holding the envelope closed, and she was like, and the winner's Daniel Day-Lewis, I don't even need to look at this thing.
Yeah, really. Yeah, so were there any, like, surprises? Ones you didn't think were going to... Because you thought Argo was going to win, right?
I thought Argo was going to win. Yeah. Wait, did you answer if you'd have... You just said, I don't know.
I think probably, yes.
We're not doing an Oscar show here, Ron. We're doing a Sexy Times show.
Oh, okay. Sorry, are you done with your Oscar talk?
I was just sitting here. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You tell me when I can talk, and I'll answer.
This is a joint podcast. We are co-stars of this podcast. You can talk whenever you want, Robin.
As long as I'm willing to talk with you talking over
me. As long as you're willing to talk simultaneously to me.
Right. I mean, I just can't think of any reason of why I would say no. Like, sure, I could have some Family Guy burn, but, like, the reality is, if he was, like, interested in me, I'd be very flattered and, like, definitely want to see what would happen.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
he's not bad looking. A few years ago, he was kind of gross looking.
So you'd write for Family Guy if you could.
Yeah, sure. I'd write for fucking fart commercials if that was an option too.
It's too bad you just can't write for Family Guy. I mean, if you could get the job, maybe. You just can't. I don't know if you're at that. No, I'm only. I don't know why I'm making a mean joke. Rob, you're an excellent writer.
Aw, I've written a list and published it on my own website. I'm highly published on my own website.
She is. She's constantly... The website that she runs mm-hmm. has yet to reject one of her articles.
It's not even true.
Wait, they did?
No, there's no... But they'll just be like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to put that up.
You'll reject your own articles?
Sure.
I've never done that. I don't know how to say no to me.
I don't really have an interesting thing for Seth MacFarlane. Like, he's probably very nice and fun to hang out with. He's, like, super wealthy. He probably does have a good sense of humor.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
From what I hear from his assistant, he's a nice guy. Not that she's ever talked about him at all to me. And she would never breach her confidence. No, she hasn't. She has not. Like, I know nothing about Seth MacFarlane. Other than he has an excellent assistant who should get a raise because she was telling me about how... No. I'm going to get someone in trouble that hasn't done anything wrong.
So, would you... It's the only other person we talked about so far is Adele. Would you do Adele? Or it's still too heavy?
Oh, I mean... She's got, like, a lot of talent on her side. Like, this is like, if I walked into a room and Adele was, like, lying there naked, bent over the bed, looking at me, going, fuck me. I guess. I don't know. See, it would also be a weird situation. I might be freaked out by that situation I just described.
So I feel like if you were, like, especially considering how, like, popular she is right now, like, let's say you're, like, at the party tonight.
She's really into her man. She's Did just you like, hear her speech when she thanked her man?
No. I thought she had some, she wrote that whole album about some boyfriend that was mean to her. So you don't want to be mean to her because she'll write, like, a bunch of songs
that get Grammys about you. Such good songs and everyone will hate you. It's kind of like how no one heard Ike Turner's side of the story because his song wasn't as good as What's Love Got to Do with It.
It's exactly like that.
See, Sean Connery got away with it because no one ever wrote a nasty song about him being abusive.
That's the key. Don't date a singer.
Sean Connery was not a singer.
Sean Connery. And he didn't date any singers.
Oh, yeah, date any singers. Or that redhead comedian chick. What's her name?
Kathy Griffin?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She'll talk about you.
Didn't even try to have sex with her.
Be bad. So, I think, do you think that you would do Adele? Just get swept up in the moment?
She could maybe... she just won an Oscar and stuff?
Yeah. You'd be all, like, captivated. Yeah.
Totally.
All right. But, like, she was just a regular girl. I don't think you'd get her.
Yeah, with an Oscar winner. Who? So she won an Oscar for singing best song. That's all you need to know. Very beautiful voice.
All right.
Of the people who sung tonight, there was Adele, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Mel Brooks as Barbra Streisand, and... Did you notice how much Barbra Streisand looks like Mel Brooks now?
Oh, she's so old.
It was like hilarious to me. She basically looks like Mel Brooks in a wig.
That's so sad. She can sing real good.
I would cast Mel Brooks and Barbra Streisand as brother and sister in a movie.
I would watch that movie. Actually, probably not, because I didn't watch that one with Seth Rogen.
Yeah, but if it had Mel Brooks, you know it's going to be good. What has Mel Brooks done that's not been good?
I don't know. Would you do The Old Lady and Amore?
How old am I?
You're the old man in Amore.
Yeah.
You're you. She also won an Oscar.
She didn't win the Oscar.
No.
The movie won the Oscar.
Yeah.
I want to see that movie. That's the only one
Wait, if that movie wins that Oscar, best like foreign film, does she get one? How many get passed around?
Just the guy that made it.
The producer?
That's a good question. When we have a fact checker on our show, we'll have someone to give us that information.
I know the producers are the ones that accept the best picture. It's not the director.
Mm-hmm.
So probably there's only one. That sucks. You just have to like know that you're involved.
Well, you shouldn't expect to win an Oscar for acting if the movie wins best foreign film.
Yeah. What are you typing? Are you typing anything?
I'm trying to find out who gets the Oscar when you win best foreign film.
Who did you want to win best picture?
My favorite movie of the nominees, again, I haven't seen Amore, and Amore could definitely take that spot for me because I am a big fan of the director.
Mm-hmm.
But of the movies I did see, Life of Pi was by far my favorite.
Yeah.
Life of Pi was amazing. Anyone out there who at least bare minimum smokes pot and likes movies should go get super high. And not that I do that. I'm not trying to say I do. But I'm just saying if people out there do, hypothetically...
What you've heard.
You know, I've heard that it can be really fun to smoke a lot of pot and go watch what I consider to be the best 3D movie I've seen.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It just starts out and there's like this really like this music you'd maybe listen to when you're doing yoga playing. And there's all these like animals in their natural habitats, the zoo just right in front of you. And you're, you know, hypothetically all high and stuff, and you're like, animals.
I saw Argo and Lincoln and Silver Linings Playbook, and I was definitely confused about why Silver Linings Playbook was, like, fancy
enough.
Silver Linings
Playbook was you're wrong about Silver Linings. It's a really good movie. It's a mostly really good movie.
It's a, like, romantic comedy.
Well, it's a mostly really good movie that kind of turns into a romantic comedy. But the romantic comedy is not bad. It's a good relationship film.
Yeah, but it's not, like, an Oscar film.
No, it's cool. It's about this guy who's dealing with all these psychological issues. Hey, that movie kept me real on edge the whole time. Watching that guy be crazy.
He was the only good character. Everyone else bothered me.
As someone who's been dealing with being crazy myself... I really related to his whole being crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think the characters were very good.
I
thought the dad was a joke, and I thought the girl character was really unbelievable. I just did not buy anything that she was saying.
Well, apparently the Academy did.
Yeah, well, the Academy is also dudes that have no idea what women are thinking, so it's not surprising. written by a dude that has no idea what women are thinking.
About? Mel Gibson is a member of the Academy, and he knows what women want.
Oh my god.
Anti-Semitic. Racist.
That was another good something that Carlin was, burn.
That was a good burn. My favorite joke of the night, though, mm-hmm. I don't know if you caught this one, was he was talking about how Daniel Day-Lewis was not the first actor to play Lincoln, portray Lincoln. There was also another actor that nominated for an Oscar for playing Lincoln like years ago. Mm-hmm. And he lists that actor. He goes, but I think the best actor who ever got inside Lincoln's head was John Wilkes Booth.
It's hilarious.
That took joke of the night for me.
Man, that's a really
intense
president burn.
Funniest moment of the night was when John Travolta tried to say Les Miserables. And he said Les Miserables.
Oh, he was... Ugh, I did not like the little montage that played when he was walking on the... I hate him. He's the worst.
Why do you hate him?
No, because his face is the ugliest I've ever seen of any faces.
You know, there was a girl at the party I was at tonight who was talking about how she thought John Travolta was attractive.
It's wrong. Wrong. She's a hidden lesbian. Actually, she's a hidden attracted to frogs.
Now, let me answer as to whether or not I would have done that girl. Uh-huh. The answer is yes.
Would you have done...
would have done that girl I was talking to.
Would you have done John Travolta when he was dressed up for that musical where he plays a woman? Hairspray.
No. No. Although, that doesn't make sense, since earlier I said yes to Adele, and they pretty much look identical to each other. Basically, they're the same
that
person.
That character doesn't have an Oscar.
That character does not. However, John Travolta also does not, no. One of my favorite Oscar jokes ever. Mm-hmm. I was just talking today. I don't know. I don't even know why I'm including this. But probably my favorite recent Oscar host was Steve Martin. I've always loved Steve Martin as a host.
Yeah.
And there's this one joke he had a couple years ago when Tom Hanks was nominated for Castaway. Mm-hmm. And he was like, if Tom Hanks wins for Castaway tonight, then we'll have 3 Oscars between the two of us.
Oh, yeah. I think you've told that joke before on the podcast.
Well, it's a really excellent joke that deserves repeat telling. He also said, the other joke I really liked from that one, he goes, and I'd like, at the end of the ceremony, he said, I'd like to thank Steven Spielberg because it can't hurt.
All right, so let's go to the best actress people. Are there any you wouldn't do besides the 9-year-old and the old lady? We did the old lady.
Okay.
Then 9-year-old.
We didn't do the 9-year-old, but you know, for not getting arrested purposes.
No.
And also because I'm not a pedophile. No.
Definitely Jennifer Lawrence, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally. So hot.
So
hot on top of the world. She hasn't been jaded and become like a horrible drug addict like Kristen Stewart yet.
I feel like she's old enough to not
be... Did you see Kristen Stewart Mm-mm. limping onto the stage? Mm-mm. Looking like she couldn't wait to get back to her crack pipe?
Who is Kristen Stewart?
She's the girl from Twilight.
Oh, yeah. She's really ugly.
Did you see her, like, looking...
I did see her on stage. I didn't know who that was. Yeah, she was next to Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was a wreck. But Jennifer Lawrence, totes. Totes my goats.
All right, so she would win your best award, mm-hmm. too. What about over the Zero Dark 30 lady?
Oh, definitely.
Orange hair.
Totally.
And Naomi Watts.
Oh my god, I'm loving Naomi Watts.
So, okay, so 3 out of 5.
See, I feel like I should... Well, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what I would do in a Marry, Murder, Fuck just with those 3 right there.
It's too hard.
What? It's real challenging because Naomi Watts is one of, if not my favorite current actress.
Oh, really? Why?
I just think there's a couple movies she's been in where she's just so good.
Like what?
I love her in Mulholland Drive. I love her in 21 Grams.
I never heard of any of those movies.
Oh, man. Both of those movies are incredible, incredible performances.
I do like Mulholland Drive, just as a road. It's a very nice road.
It's a really, really weird, weird movie, but she is just awesome in it. Mm-hmm. She's so good in the movie that she plays two characters and doesn't even, like have, like, a makeup change or anything. And the first time I saw the movie, I thought they were different people.
Oh. That's fancy.
So she's great. So I'm like, I've got a real huge talent crush on her. She's a little older than the other two.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence is younger than me. She's 22.
Jennifer Lawrence is unbelievably gorgeous and talented also, and really seems to have her head on her shoulders.
No, she's like kind of crazy. She does a little bit of crazy things sometimes.
Enough crazy.
Yeah, she's not out. She's the crazy you want. She's not boring.
And Jessica Chastain, also beautiful. I guess I would have to...
What else has she been in?
I guess I would have to marry Naomi Watts because of my talent crush, mm-hmm. have sex with Jennifer Lawrence because of, like, you know, that fun crazy, and murder Jessica Chastain because she's a soulless ginger.
Aww.
I'm only kidding. She's not a soulless ginger. I don't even think I can handle this marry, murder, fuck. But, you know, I feel like of all of them, I wouldn't... To be honest, I'd probably go with marrying Silver Lining chick,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer Lawrence. Because Jennifer Lawrence seems slightly the most down-to-earth in a way. Like, Naomi Watts succeeded kind of late
mm-hmm.
in her life, just by actress standards.
Mm-hmm.
She succeeded a little bit later. So she's probably got to have a lot of, like, jaded, terrified, insecure actress in her.
No.
From all those years of, like, not having succeeded yet and getting to the brink of never succeeding if you don't make it right now.
Right.
And Jessica Chastain, I almost don't know quite where that girl's coming from. You know?
No.
I just...
I don't really know her very well.
That's kind of the thing. Like, who knows? Where did she come from? Just appeared out of nowhere. One day she's all of a sudden in Tree of Life and now everyone cares about her.
Yeah.
And I felt like her performance was kind of overrated in that movie.
But not in Zero Dark Thirty.
No, in Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh. She was sure on all the little billboards.
I mean, she was really good.
All over town.
It was a pretty good movie. She's pretty hot. All right, I'm gonna marry Jennifer Lawrence, have sex with Naomi Watts. Although, prefer to have sex with a slightly younger Naomi Watts. I would maybe even marry a slightly younger Naomi Watts. It's the biggest age gap for me. But she's got a lot of experience. But I feel like there's a lot of makeup going on, too, to, like...
Let's talk about this for, like, 15 more minutes.
Well, it's on our actual podcast topic of having sex. All right. Well, fine. Sorry. Marrying Jennifer Lawrence... Can't kill Naomi Watts. I'm having sex with her and killing Jessica Chastain.
All right.
But I might marry Naomi Watts and kill and marry and have sex with Jennifer Lawrence. There's my answer.
All right.
Indecisive. All right, so let's go best actor. Are there any of the best actors you wouldn't have sex with? Of course there are, because you always are finding reasons not to have sex with people unless they're scientists.
Let's see. Doesn't everybody think Hugh Jackman is gay?
Yeah, but only because he's married to
that,
a woman.
Oh, right, we talked about this. That, like, grossly. Yeah.
Well, she's not, like, she's not gross. And it's really horrible that everyone's constantly talking about her husband's gay. That's gotta be the worst. Right? Right? Imagine, Robin, if everyone was saying, oh, man, Garrus must be gay if he's dating Robin.
That is really sad. You'd be so insecure.
Very wrong. Oh, God. Are you okay with your husband being gay thing because he's married to you?
Because you're so disgusting. The best actors... Yeah, I mean, they're all, like, really good-looking. So, probably the oldest is Denzel, right?
Denzel is,
He's got to be the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I guess that's not true. I guess I just may view him as the oldest. Number one is definitely Bradley Cooper. He's extremely good-looking. He's good-looking in the way that you would just be upset if you, like, knew that guy in your friend circle because you could, like, never even consider it. It would just be upsetting
for you. I have a friend who looks just like Bradley Cooper, and all he does is...
turn away puss.
Doesn't turn it away.
Well, I'm sure he's turning away five times more than he's accepting.
He's just letting whatever puss happens. It's going to happen. If it's going to happen, it's happening. The more effort you make him put in, the less likely it's happening.
Yeah. So that would just be heartbreaking to just know him.
Can I just tell you one story, just interject, about my friend who looks like Bradley Cooper?
Okay.
There's one time where he was in New York, and there was this girl visiting New York, and me, him, this girl, and her friend, and a bunch of other people were playing Truth or Dare for some reason. We got into a game of Truth or Dare, and we were asking this girl, and he was like trying to hook up with this girl that night, and we were talking to the girl, and she chose Truth, and he asks her, how many people have you had sex with? And her response was, on this trip?
Oh, right. I mean, if you...
So that'd be a little funny little anecdote to share. But go on. Okay, so Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's number one. And then...
You find Bradley Cooper more attractive than Hugh Jackman. And is it because of like the gay rumors?
No, I didn't even know the thing, but no. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't like the raw man that... Hugh Jackman is his raw manness.
No,
he's Wolverine.
He's Wolverine, but Wolverine has bad hair. But he's so dangerous. Wolverine's like my least favorite X-Man too.
Really?
Yeah.
He's everyone else's favorite.
He just slashes things. Hoorah! I could hold six knives.
He also has healing powers.
Yeah. I know.
And he'll never beat Magneto in anything.
He's so boring. I'd do Magneto before I did Wolverine.
Because Magneto knows science.
Magneto knows hella science. And he's the leader. Wolverine's just a fucking pawn, right?
Wolverine's a leader.
He's a pawn.
He's a leader. He's like the central person.
Wolverine has a boss, all right?
He doesn't have a boss.
Wolverine
answers to no man.
But he's boring. He doesn't have any personality.
He's got so much personality.
I don't like Wolverine. I don't know what you want. Like, I hate his facial hair. I hate his regular hair. I hate his stupid outfit.
I want you to like Wolverine.
I hate how he has shoulder pads. I hate how he slashes stuff. Stop slashing that stuff.
All right, so Bradley Cooper's number one. Now, what about Joaquin Phoenix? You're not attracted to his uber hipsterness?
He's kind of old.
I guess he's not that old. All these guys are.
Bradley Cooper, I guess Joaquin Phoenix is kind of starting to actually.
He's broaching. He's no older than Hugh Jackman, I don't think.
I guess that's true. Yeah, okay, he'd be next, I think. Doesn't he hang out with Ben Affleck's little brother?
He's like almost 40.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman is older than him.
Yeah.
And Bradley Cooper is the same age, 1 year younger than Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay, so I would definitely but Bradley Cooper is so much cuter. Joaquin is like, he's whatever.
You're not all attracted to his like laissez-faire.
I just can't even tell because Bradley Cooper is so much ahead of all of them. They're really all tied, honestly. Although if I had to do it, I think I would get along best with Daniel Day-Lewis and Joaquin.
Well, it depends on who Daniel Day-Lewis is playing at the time. Because if he's like his Gangs of New York guy, you're totally not going to get along. I'm terrified of him.
Yeah. Oh my God, do you think his wife has to put up with that? Do you think he really goes home? Do you think he goes home and is, like, acting like
despise you. But just know that I know, honey, that for the next couple of months, I'm going to say a lot of terrible things to you. I may try to rape you, but I'm just playing a character.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Does he, like, be mean to his wife?
He does not leave character. It's like great when he's playing Lincoln. Right. Like, you're like, his wife's probably like, I really think you should, Take that Don Juan script. Was sounding really nice. But then she thinks that. Then he takes the Don Juan script and he's like cheating on her a whole bunch. I'm just doing it for the part, honey. It's nothing to do with you. I love you. I don't do this because I have any feelings for these women. But neither does Don Juan. That's why I have to do this.
Yeah. So Bradley Cooper, number one. Joaquin and Daniel Day-Lewis tied for next. And then after that, Denzel, and then Hugh Jackman last.
Hugh Jackman last? Yeah. Wow. You like Denzel more than Hugh Jackman?
Yeah.
Because?
Better looking.
All right, so Mary Murder Fuck, Bradley Cooper, Hugh Jackman, or Bradley Cooper, Joaquin Phoenix, Daniel Day-Lewis.
seems really frustrating to be married to Daniel Day-Lewis or Joaquin Phoenix.
Definitely like,
seems. They're both doing whatever the fuck they want to. You might be able to control Bradley the best.
Well, which one? Well, but yeah, but he's also, I'd say, the most likely to cheat on you.
Is that true? Joaquin...
Maybe just, Joaquin Phoenix.
He was
Joaquin,
doing hella drugs, Joaquin, right?
Yeah, but put it this way. Put it this way. You wouldn't feel deceived by Joaquin Phoenix.
But Joaquin Phoenix wouldn't even cheat on you with an attractive woman. He'd just cheat on you with some woman that showed up.
That's like, why you wouldn't... That's why with Joaquin Phoenix, it's kind of like... That's just how he's gonna be. I have to accept it. Bradley, you're gonna, like, think you can have. And you guys are gonna have fights and stuff. And you're gonna be... Daniel Day-Lewis is the one that's gonna be probably
okay,
good to
faithful.
You.
Okay, faithful. Even if he's, like, whatever. And also, when he's doing those movies and in character, he's probably far away. So I'd, like, have
he
time.
He also is the first actor in history to get three Best Actor Oscars.
All right, then I'm gonna marry him. I'm gonna fuck Bradley Cooper.
And you're kill Joaquin Phoenix.
You know,
Phoenix.
The world would be
Joaquin
fine.
Phoenix also doesn't even care that you're killing him. Like, thank you. Thank you.
He's the one that did that stupid movie where he was pranking everybody, right?
With the I'm Not There, where yeah. he's like being a crazy person.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was like, I think maybe he was known to me, he was like, yeah, I was pranking everyone. it was a prank, guys. Pranked you.
All right, so what about the supporting actresses? We've got Amy Adams, Sally Field, mm-hmm. Anne Hathaway, Helen Hunt, and Jackie Weaver.
Got a talented bunch here.
Mm-hmm.
Got a talented bunch. All right, well, let's first off... First off, Jackie Weaver is like basically the identical twin sister of this cousin of mine.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's like eerie how much my cousin, when I say my cousin, it's like my second cousin, like my
she's
dad's
like old,
cousin.
Right?
Yeah. She's like old, but it's not like I go to my cousin's place. I'm trying to bang her, so. Second cousin, so it wouldn't be weird, but no, I'm not trying to do it. It might even be third cousin, so it's extra not weird. It would just be weird because she looks like Jackie Weaver. So no to her. Helen Hunt, like, where did she come from? She, like, just disappeared since her last Oscar.
What was her last Oscar?
As Good as It Gets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and let me tell you something. She, at no point did she realize during the making of the film how ironic that title actually was for her life.
Maybe she did at some point. Someone had to do it.
Someone pointed it out. Someone's hanging out, they're like, hey, Helen, I just realized, As Good as It Gets, that was like when you peaked.
Yeah, that's going to be so sad.
Oh. Yeah. No,
oh, yeah, she was in Castaway, too. I remember that.
Yeah.
So do you, she's really beautiful
much,
though when
much
she's
like,
young,
much
right?
like, her career is much like Tom Cruise's character in the film Castaway. Nobody knows where it went.
Well, it's
and
back.
And then one day, it popped up again.
Giving handjobs to someone else.
Just when you thought it was gone forever, you'd gotten over Helen Hunt existing as an actress, there she goes getting nominated for an Oscar in a movie that nobody's even heard of.
My parents saw it.
The Sessions?
Yeah. Doesn't that sound so gross? The
trailer she's
is
a,
so gross.
Oh,
she's giving handjobs to dudes that can't walk.
I did some research on sex therapy for a director I was working for back in the day. I was hoping he would make me do like more extensive research at the time, but no, he just wanted me to do some like moderate calling and finding information out.
So it's basically between Amy Adams and Anne Hathaway. So and Anne Hathaway, I think, is more beautiful, right?
Well, little known fact, I actually dated Anne Hathaway for a short while in a series of dreams I had.
Right.
I when I was working on Batman, though, like I briefly met her and like had like weird convincing myself that we could end up in a relationship somehow. I had to break up with her though because I felt like she was using me for my industry connections, and because I was so much above her.
Right, of course.
Like, I'm just like I don't. And it's just like I'm with you right now, and I feel like I'm dating below myself, and I don't think it's fair to you. I mean, you're a great girl. You've got a lot of talent, and one day you might make it.
Just but, cut up all our hair.
Just got to cut off all your hair, like that Natalie Portman show. She won an Oscar.
That's like if you're a guy, if you pretend to be retarded, so you get an Oscar. If you're a girl, the better? You cut off all your hair. You get
Natalie Portman had her beat for a while by being the one that had the Oscar. Now they both got Oscars.
They both cut off their hair.
But Natalie Portman still wins because she's Jewish, mm-hmm. and because she won Best Actress.
Yeah, but Natalie Portman is knocked up, got a kid now. She got knocked up by that dude. I fucking
hate that dude.
Yeah.
Evangeline Millipede, you bastard.
That dude was so happy. That's like knocking up Oprah, like a hot Oprah.
That dude, he did it on purpose. He definitely poked a hole in that.
Would never, ever use protection. It's her fault for not being on birth control. How stupid is that? Who knew
I'll raise your child, Natalie Portman. If you're listening to this podcast, as I assume you are, in my psychosis, I will, due to my Silver Lining playbook-esque problems, believe that you listen to our podcast. And just want you to know that if things don't work out with this millipede dude, I'll raise your child.
So you do Anne Hathaway over Amy Adams.
Oh man, Amy Adams is so. I think Amy Adams. Anne Hathaway is a little too actressy for me.
What does that mean?
Of everyone nominated for an Oscar, she's the most like most high school theater chick of all of them, right? Doesn't she just like reek of high school theater chick?
I guess.
Like really sweet, nice.
Amy Adams is like that.
Amy Adams is that dark, interesting theater chick.
How is she dark and interesting? She plays the most bubbly characters.
She can play the most bubbly characters, but she can also be, like, real fucking crazy like she is in The Master.
Wait, Anne Hathaway did that whore character that cut her hair.
Yeah, hooker with a heart of gold. That's all in Les Mis, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was, like, that heart of gold, just doing it to give money to her daughter because she had no other choice.
See, I guess I didn't see The Master. I've never seen anything where Amy Adams was anything less than, like, perky.
And, you know, she was interesting, There was, like, a little bit of edge to her in The Fighter.
I didn't see that.
I like Amy Adams. All right. If I'm going to marry, murder, and fuck just any three of them from the five options, I'm going to... We didn't even count Sally Field. We didn't even talk about
her. They're hella old.
Yeah. Gonna marry Amy Adams, bang Anne Hathaway, and kill Helen.
So the other two just live free.
And kill Helen Hunt because no one will notice.
All right.
No, you're all talented ladies. Ladies, in case you listen to my podcast, I want you to know that I have great respect for all of you and your craft. All right, so Best Supporting Actor. We have Christoph Waltz.
Oh my god, they're all so old.
Alan Arkin. Old. Robert De Niro. Philip Seymour Hoffman and Tommy Lee Jones.
I guess just age-wise, it's pretty much... I mean, everyone besides Hoffman and Waltz are like... old men.
You're getting into a weird sort of relationship here.
This is straight up, I mean, they're hella old. All right.
So for when you answer, since I had three youngish girls to choose from, when you do your Marry, Murder, Fuck, it's gotta be between Tommy Lee Jones, Robert De Niro, and Alan Arkin.
Why does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense.
I just want to hear you do those three, because you put Christoph Waltz in. Just curious how you would pick between those
three.
They're
not, what are you talking about? You had three youngish girls. You had three old ones too, and two young ones.
Who was the third old? What, Helen Hunt counted as old?
Yes.
All right, between Jackie Weaver, Helen Hunt, and Sally Field.
Yeah.
I'm retracting my murder of Helen Hunt. She is unmurdered now.
All right.
I guess I'm gonna murder Jackie Weaver because she could do the least for me.
Okay. She's also the least attractive.
Mm-hmm. I really don't want to... Can I marry Sally Field and then not have sex with her and just reap the benefits of being with Sally Field?
I don't know. Sally Field has needs.
Could she just cheat on me and, like, I'll cheat on her and that'll be with Helen Hunt? Well, I'm banging Helen Hunt and I'm just having a loveless marriage with Sally Field.
Okay.
A career marriage.
Okay.
What we like to call a
Why would you just marry Helen Hunt?
What we like to call a Hugh Jackman.
Why would you just marry Helen Hunt? Because she's not as connected?
Well, then I have to, well, guess I'll have marry Helen. Yeah, I mean, Helen Hunt can't even do anything for her own career.
She's in this hand job movie. All right, well.
That's what she's reduced to. Listen, there was a time when Helen Hunt was starring opposite Jack Nicholson. Now she's getting scripts about giving paralyzed dudes hand jobs.
All right, so you want me to choose between Alan Arkin, Robert De Niro, and Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm definitely marrying Tommy Lee Jones. He has the most jokes. He's friends with Al Gore. And then...
They were roommates in college.
Presumably also friends.
So that makes you cool for being friends with Al Gore?
I would like to meet Al Gore. I would like to go to a dinner where Al Gore was there. Would the dinner be vegetarian? Would it be like some stupid earth dinner? It'd probably suck. You don't think so? If Al Gore threw a dinner, would it suck or would it be nice?
Probably be a nice dinner.
You don't think it'd be... Like, there's nowhere there's veal, though, right?
Is he a vegetarian?
I just feel like all that, like, environment stuff. Like, whoever is, like, the top person donating is probably vegetarian would, like, make his event be vegetarian.
All right, so you'll marry Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. And then I guess I would just do Robert De Niro.
Which would work, because he likes black girls.
That would be terrible. He's so old.
You know that he exclusively dates black women.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's... Married to a black woman. His first wife is black.
Oh, that's ironic, because in Tommy Lee Jones' movie, Lincoln, he was married to the black lady.
He used Robert De Niro as inspiration.
I guess but I really like Alan Arkin. That's too bad. But he's the oldest, I think.
I feel like you would get along. You really think you'd get along so well with Tommy Lee Jones? I feel like you'd get along better with Alan Arkin.
Because he has more jokes?
Yeah, he's like a jokey guy. He is like a comedic guy.
But he's old. So old. Look like grandpas. He's
definitely the ugliest of the three.
He just looked like grandpas. I can't. No, I'm marrying Tommy Lee Jones to hang out with Al Gore. Me and Al Gore are going to go on yachts together.
Really choosing shallowness over the... You're really going to... Like, here's the thing.
All going to want to fuck me. Saying, you might be able to escape from fucking Sally Field. There's no way I could escape from fucking these people. At least once. They'd probably still cheat
just
on me.
Every time they start to try and have sex with you, even if you're married, just go, rape!
I mean, like, if we're just, like, talking about roommates and I have to, like, sleep in the same bed as them, I guess Alan Arkin, because we could, like, joke or whatever. But, like, if one of them's really going to try to touch me, it's going to be Tommy Lee Jones.
Right.
I would share, like, those 50s beds, the lamp in between with Alan Arkin.
So, outside of Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress... Mm-hmm. Apparently there are no women in Hollywood.
Right. Well, they're the ones that are doing the makeup. They don't get the...
There's the costume lady. Right. The costume design goes to Anna Karina. I swear best costume... I think this is how best costume works. Can I just tell you how I think best costume works at the Oscars?
What costume took the longest to make?
No. They have, like, a set of costumes that they use for, like, every period movie... And whoever gets to use those costumes each year wins the Oscar. It's all about getting in the request for those costumes first at the beginning of the year. I want the 17th century costumes. Done. Here's your Oscar. It's never like the cool space movie that, like, gets the costume award.
That must have happened before.
I'm sure it's happened once, maybe. There probably wasn't a period movie nominated that year.
Yeah. Well, there's Adele. We already covered her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, best song. Oh, so there's... So, Norah Jones performed. She's all right. Who else performs? There's, oh man, that girl that sang Goldfinger. If she was young and attractive, Jennifer Hudson, She was looking good.
Yeah.
Oh. But probably top person I'd like to... Okay. So here's a really good... Here's a really good one. I've got two, if you can come up with a third for me.
Okay.
There was Charlize Theron did presenting.
Right, she danced.
Halle Berry did presenting. Mm-hmm. Both of them were looking amazing.
Yeah, I have a third. Selma Hayek.
Selma Hayek looked like 5 years away from being a witch doctor.
I liked her dress. It got like worse. It was a nice dress, but
she's starting to look like a voodoo doll. In the Oscars, she looked kind of like like a voodoo doll.
So not her.
Yeah, she's definitely dead.
Helen Obama and Carter.
There was a time though where Michelle Obama. That's right, Michelle Obama. She was there.
Yeah.
Well. All right. Well, all right. So let me. I'll throw Michelle Obama into the mix. Cause that's interesting. Cause she's got a lot of sway in the whole marry part.
Okay.
Cause if I married her, would that mean that I'm president, or would that mean that she's just a black lady?
Good question. Yeah, it's the only way to be sworn in as president by no votes.
If it meant that I was president, then we'd all be in a whole mess of trouble.
Yeah.
It was announced today that the entire budget for the year has been put into diabetes research. Just in case Josh has diabetes.
So Jennifer and Garner and Ben Affleck are married? I guess I missed that.
Yes.
Do you think Jennifer Garner is pretty?
Jennifer Garner... There was, it depends, it was, different lightings and different angles had different effects on her throughout the night. Like, when it was, like, head-on, she kind of looked like Ben Affleck in a wig. But then, there were nice angles when she was, like, sitting down where it was, like, at an angle on her. I'm like, oh, she does look very pretty right there. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck. You like Ben Affleck?
Oh, yeah. He's super dreamy. Well, thing is that I wasn't even attracted to him when he was, like, younger because he was doing all that dumb shit. But now that he's, like, a respectable filmmaker, I'm more into him.
You're more into him?
Yeah.
And you really liked Argo, too.
I did like that. Yeah. He had a stupid little beard the whole time. His stupid little jackets. I think
his beard looked stupid.
Josh has a beard right now. It's a visual joke.
Yeah, I do a lot of those, assuming people just imagine that the way I said that meant I had a beard. It's called acting, Robin.
Yeah, Ben Affleck Oscars. Is super hot. Yeah. Do you have any other burning things to go over?
Ben Affleck or George Clooney?
Well, now Ben Affleck. At their prime, like, if it was, like...
Really? Still, like, you don't think that George Clooney's still just, like, the man's man? Like, just...
No, like, right now, like, Ben Affleck is for sure more attractive just because of age. But, like, when they were, like, more comparable, when George Clooney was, like, 40s and, like, early 40s, and Ben Affleck was younger and, like, dating fucking J-Lo and looking like an asshole, then probably George Clooney.
George Clooney is... Oh, he's in his 50s. He's just reached his 50s.
Yeah.
All right. So... Oh, I was giving an answer on Michelle Obama... Charlize Theron, I'm just like in love with. So I think I would marry Charlize Theron. Is it illegal to say you'd kill Michelle Obama?
No.
only Barack Obama?
Yeah.
I'm just not gonna risk it. I'm not even gonna risk saying I'm gonna have sex with Michelle Obama. I'm going to marry Michelle Obama, have sex with Charlize Theron, and kill Halle Berry. Wink, wink. All right, so let's get down to, like the actual, the ultimate marry, murder, fuck, where we get to pick them, like, pick our three.
For each other. Yeah, yeah. Not that you get to pick. All right.
Not that I haven't been picking yours all night.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Should I give you yours first, since I just did one?
Do you have them ready?
Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Alan Arkin. No. Bradley Cooper. And
Who would be another good one for me to give you? All right. Bradley Cooper, Ben Affleck, younger George Clooney.
Younger George Clooney.
Now it's current Ben Affleck.
Current Ben Affleck. Uh-huh.
George Clooney 8 years ago.
Okay.
Let's make it 6 years ago.
6 years ago. And Bradley Cooper now.
And Bradley Cooper in 4 years.
Okay. You actually gave me a good one. You didn't try to fuck me over with someone terrible. So thank you. Well, you already gave me the old man one.
You already had to do the old man one.
Okay. So I think I would still marry Ben Affleck because he's very attractive and in real life he's married. He's like...
George Clooney is just...
George Clooney, you can't hold on to him.
There's no holding on to George Clooney.
So then if I have to pick
between... No matter how good you are at jokes.
Yeah. No, he's like... that's like a negative to him if you're speaking at all. So...
Oh, she's good at jokes? Eh.
He wouldn't even notice. He was busy staring at someone else. So between Bradley Cooper and George Clooney, if George Clooney is younger, you have to... I mean, there's no comparing. You have to go with George Clooney, right?
Oh, okay. You're going with younger George Clooney.
Bradley Cooper, I totally appreciate as, like, being super hot, but he's not this, like, megastar that George Clooney is.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. So, giving you yours are... I'm going to go with Naomi Watts now, or Anne Hathaway, or Helen Hunt, but she is 10 years younger.
All right. Helen Hunt's still dead.
Okay.
What makes this difficult between Naomi Watts and Anne Hathaway is that it's Naomi Watts now.
Right. That's why I gave it to you.
But I feel like personality-wise, I'm going to so much better get along with her.
You got to go for it.
I got to go for it. And younger Naomi Watts is, like, exactly what I'm looking for looks-wise. Like, if I were to pick, like, someone I thought was, like, perfect in every way, it's, like, young Naomi Watts. I would just, like, wish I could make myself her age, send us back in time to when we're both the same age and young, been more cunning and charming than Liev Schreiber.
Gotta get her before she's famous.
Seduce her, marry her, and live happily ever after. Love Naomi Watts. Marrying Naomi Watts.
All right.
I basically love her.
Yeah.
Oh, then I have sex with Anne Hathaway and I don't have to deal with her.
You know, we forgot one very important person.
Who?
Oscar. Which Oscar. For me is a definite do. Gotta do Oscar.
A big gold dude.
He seems like he's really ripped. Although he also seems like he's balding because he shaved his head, so. But I can deal with that. And he's a sword.
All right. That was a pretty good Oscar recap.
All right. Goodbye.